Well, I didn't mean he had to be nice. He just had to be good, that's all. Hey, it's Doug Wagner in the Morning Show. You're listening to the Voice of Iowa. Right now, we've got 48 degrees in Cedar Rapids and Ames, 50 degrees in Iowa City and Davenport, joined by Joshua McNary of McNary Marketing. You can find him at McNary.net. Is that what it is? Or McNaryMarketing.com?
McNaryMarketing.com.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure we got that in there. Hey, we talked before a little bit about AI and artificial intelligence, and now it's like machine learning is more of what I'm starting to think I'm going to get into. But I sent you a little note that I'd found from somebody who was pitching something to me. It says, being cautious when jumping into new tech can be wise. They say that these new tools and trying them can be a distraction if they're not going to provide benefits. Do you find a lot of businesses and a lot of people, they do spend that time, they fall in that rabbit hole and they just sort of get sucked into it thinking that the next big thing is going to be cool when it's just taken away from their bottom line?
Absolutely. In fact, that line that you mentioned there, I wrote that, Doug. That was in my newsletter. That's I sent you that.
Well, there you go.
So, I absolutely believe that.
The pitch worked.
The pitch worked, but yeah, I wrote my newsletter this week about how people approach technology and how they will often get distracted by these new tools. I mean, Apple came out with a whole bunch of new devices this week, and of course, last time I was on, we talked about artificial intelligence and being the buzzword of the year. It is very easy to get distracted. It's important to focus on what is working for you now, trying to understand where your gaps are in your technology, whether it's for business or in your personal life, and then try to use these new tools that you see approaching you to fill those gaps and make your life better rather than getting you just distracted and trying something that they're marketing to you that isn't really going to be effective in the long run for your efficiencies in your work.
So how do you make that determination whether that new next level technology is going to be something that's going to be able to work for you if you don't understand it?
Well, so I think what I usually do in my own work and I recommend to my clients and people I talk to is explore and look at those technologies and see what they are, get a sense of what they are, how they're being marketed. If you think that they could possibly help you somewhere, go ahead and try using them a little bit on a daily basis or maybe a weekly basis, or maybe you look at these things monthly or a quarterly in some fashion you put in place. But play with them a little bit. See what's possible with them, but don't change your whole systems for it. Mm-hmm. You know, just keep doing what you're doing in the processes that you've already established, that you've already documented, and then put these things in between. So with AI, for instance, I'm trying various tools all the time that are coming across my desk in the last year, but I'm only using them for little pieces of my work. Right. And then maybe I find one that replaces the one I just tried that's better than that one. And I'll throw that other one away and say this one, okay, this does that plus a little bit more. And so doing it in pieces and parts and being strategic about it is what's important.
Joshua McNary from McNary Marketing Design joining me here on the morning show. And we're talking about how maybe you should be a little bit more cautious when you come into new tech and don't just throw everything in and go all in with it because you have to figure out how it's going to work within the system. I know that, for example, iHeart, the company I work for, they said at the very beginning, hey, do us a favor, don't download any of the AI stuff and don't do any of the AI stuff on our platforms. We're going to figure this out. We're concerned about security. And so that they ended up working with a vendor in order to put together an iHeart-specific artificial intelligence type of mode.
That's
they
right.
said, this is the way we're going to go from here. How critical is it, about 30 seconds, how critical is it to stay within the boundaries when you have a company that says, stay within the boundaries?
Well, yeah, you want to stay hired, you got to be better. And with AI, that is a very important thing to do is have a policy for your AI if you own a company or run a company, or if you're an employee, make sure you know the AI policy, what you're allowed to use before you go about going forward, and that'll keep you safe in the AI space.
Sign up for Joshua McNary's newsletter at McNaryMarketing.com on the internet. Joshua, thanks for joining me again here in the morning show. Have a terrific Thursday.
You too. Thanks for having me.